Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the International Film Festival in Venice. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm very pleased to be here with Bruce LaBruce, presenting his film Sentences at the Giornata degli Autori. Good afternoon, first of all.
Good afternoon. What is it?
Buongiorno, always the same. Buongiorno, same. Your film is, let's say, if we have to short it out in a few words, it's a drama on incest and narcissism. Is
sure.
it correct?
Yep. With a little bit of, you know, religious and sexual ecstasy thrown in.
Exactly, as a, like spices, you know, to spice it up. How did you come up with the story of this film, first of all?
You know, it really started with the idea of twincest. So the original working title was Twincest. You know, in the gay world, as they call it, in the porn world, there's like a quite strongly developed idea of twincest movies, you know, actual twins having sex. And it occurred to me that it's kind of one of the most socially acceptable, or it is probably the most socially acceptable idea form of incest between twins, because people kind of can understand where it comes from, because they look identical twins, you know, they look identical. It's like, if you saw someone that looked identical to you, you'd probably want to fuck them, right?
So, because you love yourself so much.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, for narcissists especially, but twins have an excuse, you know. So,
you're right.
So that was kind of the starting point, but I wanted to make it a kind of meditation on other things like narcissism. But, you know, in terms of the twincest, or incest in general, there's different kinds of incest in the film. There's the incest, even though it's not technically incest, between the mother and the daughter of her former lover. So in a way, she's acting as a mother figure to her, but she's also, they're also lovers. So that's a kind of incest. And then even between the twin Dominique and the daughter, the daughter figure of his mother, it's almost like brother and sister incest.
Yeah, there's always,
and then in the church, it's the father son.
Exactly, right? Everything is really blurry, and all relationships are not exactly defined 100%.
Yeah, and some are more acceptable than others, but there's always this this frisson of taboo behind them all.
Yeah. If we want to talk about the film in terms of is it aesthetics, it's a very 70s film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's set in the 70s, but the taste of it is
early
really
70s.
Early 70s. Mm-hmm. And it's shot on digital, but it looks like it's shot on film. It has the kind of impurities that film has.
Mm-hmm. And we did that in camera. You know, we didn't do it with filters at all. My cinematographer, Michel Laveau, comes from that era of 70s Quebecois cinema, and he worked with great Quebec auteurs like Michel Brault and Claude Jutra, and we really tried to go to recreate that atmosphere by using the lenses from the 70s, including these really big zoom lenses, and also the lighting kit. You know, we shot it we lit it in a style from that era. So, but it was our whole point was to do it in camera, you know.
Listen, you did this film with, I mean, you've always been a very controversial artist, if we can say so, since the very beginning.
I don't know.
I actually, you know, it comes with the package.
It's natural for me.
Yeah, exactly. Since your first films, and you are, you did some porn, but you are also a media artist, not only on a cinema artist, because you wrote books, you directed operas, so you did theater. So
photography.
Yep. How can you convey all this creativity into all this medium at the same time? Because you are a very prolific artist, actually.
You know, I also consider promotion an art, you know.
An additional job.
And publicity.
Yeah.
No, it's an art, you know, because I started out, you know, pre-internet, doing small experimental films, fanzines, and you know, I learned in the 80s how to promote yourself out of nothing, you know, and considered it part of the creative process. So that's it. I mean, it all comes from the same place. If you just have a certain identity as a creative person, then you apply that creativity to all medium equally. Uh-huh. You know,
yeah, yeah.
So it's not a problem for me. It all comes from the same place.
So it does, and it's not an effort. It's not painful or heavy to do.
No,
it's just natural.
But sadly, I mean, it's maybe unfortunate. You know, I still regard it as almost like it doesn't seem like a job to me. So, mm-hmm. like to make even Saint Narcisse. It was just all about the process of making it, and it was just such a great adventure and pleasure to make it that it doesn't even seem like a job. Yeah.
Listen, how did you evolve or change your attitude from No Skin Off My Hands to Saint Narcisse in terms of filmmaking? So, which is, how is your aim in filmmaking change in this length of time?
It's more about process, you know, like... my early work was more experimental and obviously no budget, but it was about creating something out of nothing, you know, learning to use your shortcomings, like your limitations as your strengths is an important kind of mantra, you know. So, but the earliest stuff is guerrilla, so... No, you know, no permits, no permission. You work on adrenaline. Sometimes you find a location the day of shooting. Mm-hmm. You decorate a location on the fly, you know. You even pull somebody into the film off the street or whatever, you know. So that was for a long time, that's how I, you know, that was my creative process. So the last couple of films, especially Gerontophilia and Saint Narcisse, have been made with union crews in a more industry style, you know, hierarchical kind of
more adult way.
I guess you
probably,
could say, maybe.
If we can say so, yeah.
Yeah. Although I still make porn, which is still a little more free form.
Free flowing.
But, you know, for me, I like both. I like both processes. It was fascinating to me finally to make a film within the more kind of industry process. It was a steep learning curve in a way, but very challenging. But these films are more narrative. They're more pre-planned, premeditated. There's not as much spontaneity. So it is a different process, a different feeling making them, but I like them both. I don't see why you have to choose a side all the time.
Absolutely. please go on doing both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One last question, going back to the film has this kind of thriller taste too, because it's like there is like a thriller, dark, the noir,
yeah,
atmosphere,
mystery.
Did you have any movies in mind or any director in mind while shooting this on that specific issue?
Yeah, I mean, De Palma. I mean, 70s De Palma. The two main films I was referencing were Sisters and Obsession, mm-hmm. which both have incest themes. And of course, you know, the flashbacks in my film are a tribute to kind of 70s De Palma. You know, when it flashes back to the lesbians having furtive sex in the hotel room and it's all gauzy. And showing the baby and the, you know, tracking over to the baby in the carriage. That's a complete kind of De Palma move. But also Nicholas Rogue in the editing. You know, because we tried to do some editing, like when the two twins kind of almost meet for the first time. There's these quick cuts to the mother who kind of senses psychically that they're, you know, they're coming closer together. And so a bit of...
This is really 70s. This is after 70s.
Pure. Yeah. And Quebec's, you know, and the other big influence was the Paul Almond, the Quebec filmmaker Paul Almond, who was married to Genevieve Bujold, and they made this trilogy of films together, Isabel, Act of the Heart, and Journey. And they are also filled with ghosts from the past, incest. There's a scene in The Act of the Heart where Donald Sutherland is a priest who has sex with Genevieve Bujold on the altar in the church.
Okay,
and then she goes to the park and sets herself on fire.
So we can
like a
see
martyr,
your,
you know?
We can clearly see your inspirations on this.
Yes.
On this specific film.
Yes.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Bruce here, director of Saint Narcisse here at the Giornata degli Autori. From the Venice Festival, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.